Harper Audio presents Fortunately the Milk by Neil Gaiman. And that's me. There was only orange juice in the fridge. Nothing else that you could put on cereal, unless you think that ketchup or mayonnaise or pickle juice would be nice on your Toastios, which I do not, and neither did my little sister, although she has eaten some pretty weird things in her day, like mushrooms in chocolate. Footnote. She did not actually like eating them, and I had not actually told her that there were mushrooms inside the chocolate. It was an experiment. No milk, said my sister. Nope, I said, looking behind the jam in the fridge, just in case. None at all. Our mum had gone off to a conference. She was presenting a paper on lizards. Before she went, she reminded us of the important things that had to happen while she was away. My dad was reading the paper. I do not think he pays a lot of attention to the world while he is reading his paper. Did you hear me? Asked my mum, who is suspicious. What did I say? Do not forget to take the kids to orchestra practice on Saturday. It's violin on Wednesday night. You've frozen a dinner for each night you're away and labelled them. The spare house gears with the Nicholsons. The plumber will be here on Monday morning, and do not use or flush the upstairs toilet until he's been. Feed the goldfish. You love us, and you'll be back on Thursday, said my father. I think my mum was surprised. Yes, that's right, she said. She kissed us all. Then she said, Oh, and we're almost out of milk. You'll need to pick some up. After she went away, my dad had a cup of tea. There was still some milk left.